You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Aston Villa still rock bottom of the Premier League, conceding goals for fun. They take on Tottenham, who likely going to go out of the Europa League after getting thrashed by Borussia Dortmund in midweek. They can concentrate on the Premier League. Is this a game to be all aboard the handicaps here, Derek?
Well, it is. I mean, you know, we were wondering when was Pochettino going to start resting, rotating his squad and playing on the strength side in cup competition and so on. It happened on Thursday. All of a sudden, he's woken up and thinking, well, this league really is there for the taking, this Premier League. He made a few changes on Thursday. It wasn't a weak team. There was still, you know, first-team regulars playing. There was no real excuse for going down 3-0 so tamely. But all the big guns will be back for this game. And how can they not win this game? I'm just struggling to see how they can't win it convincingly. They won't even be bothered about next Thursday's return against Dortmund. That ship has sailed now. What is there in Villa's recent form to suggest they're going to get anything against Spurs? Nothing at all. For those who are not interested in backing a team like Tottenham at 1-2 away from home, yeah, the only play is the handicaps. And Tottenham minus 2 goals is 7-2. I don't see why that won't come in. I really don't. I mean, you're asking for a three-goal victory for Spurs away from home. Normally, that would be too much to ask, but not when Villa are the team at home. No, no way. I'm going to go for that.
Yeah, I mean, even if you don't want to be that bold, Tottenham minus 1 is 13-10.
Yeah.
It's got to be safe enough, hasn't it? Safe as houses, I'd say. But what do you make of it, Dave?
Yeah, I agree with you too, to a large extent. You just can't back Aston Villa. 16 points this season after 29 games, which is the third lowest at this stage of a Premier League campaign. And he did show his hand, definitely, on Thursday night, Pochettino. And Derek said it was still a strong side. They were missing numerous starters, started without Moussa Dembele, Eric Lamella, Harry Kane, and they went with Kieran Trippier and Ben Davies as fullbacks, when we all know that if Danny Rose and Kyle Walker are fit, they are the two premium wing-backs to a certain extent. Eric Dier was injured for that game as well, so he missed out. He should be back for this trip to Villa Park at the weekend. Dele Alli didn't play in that game either. Whether or not he's back is open to debate. We're not sure yet. But I think there's a real bet in this match. Harry Kane is 21-20 to score any time in this game. He should be odds on, definitely. I mean, we talked about Sergio Aguero earlier. He was 4-5 to score, and Tottenham are a shorter price here than Manchester City are. But Harry Kane's 21-20, it makes no sense. He's got 16 in his last 20 Premier League appearances for Spurs. That's two more than Aston Villa have scored in those 20 Premier League games. They are going through a little bit of a lull at the moment, Spurs, but I think Pochettino clearly fully intent on making sure they play to the final Premier League whistle this season. Harry Kane, 21-20, is absolutely outstanding. Odds against for him to score two or more is 5-1 in this game. For a team in Aston Villa that ship goals for fun, I think 5-1, two or more, is fantastic. And any time, 21-20.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.